Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Well, in many of our churches, Neil, the Great Commission has become the Great Omission, and that is not just a cliche, it is a reality. One of the statistics that is absolutely startling to me is in 1950, it took about 20 church members a year to reach one person for Christ. In other words, we saw one new Christian in the course of a year for every 20 church members. That's not anything to shout about. I mean, at the very least, you would think the ratio would be 1 to 1, one person reaching one person for Christ in the course of a year. But it was 20 to 1. Today, it's 86 to 1. It takes 86 church members a year to reach one person for Christ. So if you add up all the church members across North America and you add up all of the new Christians, what you will have is only one person reached for every 86 church members. What has happened? You know, what's taking place where this inward focus is so pervasive in many of our churches? I don't think that we have evil churches for the most part. And I don't think we have churches that disbelieve the Great Commission. I do believe they have this mental or cognitive belief in the Great Commission. But any organization, but particularly the organism of the local church, any organization is naturally going to drift inwardly. It takes intentionality and above all the power of God through prayer to be outwardly focused. And what we're doing in many of our churches is instead of evangelizing, we're offering excuses. Now, just as a side note, churches that are not reaching beyond themselves tend to be the churches that have the most conflict, because when you are not outwardly focused, you become inwardly obsessed, and when you're inwardly obsessed, you begin to fight over me, myself, and I, and the needs that I want, and you will do that opposed to other church members. But here are some of the reasons that we have convinced ourselves that maybe I shouldn't be reaching beyond to those who don't know Christ. One, it's not my spiritual gift. Well, that doesn't make any sense. First of all, I'm not sure evangelism is a spiritual gift. But even if you do hold evangelism to a spiritual gift, that would be the same thing as saying, I believe in the spiritual gift of mercy, but I don't have that gift, so I'll never be merciful. That's not what a spiritual gift is all about. A spiritual gift is about a great manifestation of our activities, but it doesn't mean we don't do that. Another excuse is, hey, that's what we pay the church staff for. That's what we pay the pastor to do. And then another one is, I don't have time. Well, my goodness, I don't know anything that is more important than sharing what Christ has done through us. So this natural inward focus, this natural way that things just become back to what my needs are, always has to be intentional. And I love that word, intentional. Always has to be intentionally pushing us outward to do the Great Commission.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.